Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much, Rachel. I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. You picked a great day to listen in. You know, I think many of us literally love this stretch and this time of year. I do. I look forward to this all year long. I start listening to Christmas music in October. I just love everything that comes with this season. But I also have times in this season where I feel like just the commercialization and the entire missing part of how families are scattered and how we are just smattered around the world. And in the thick of pandemic and everything else, I think the holidays can be one of the most joyous times of the year, but also the most grievous times of the year. If you've experienced the loss of a loved one this year, and this is your first Christmas, the first holiday season without your loved one, this is hard. I mean, you want to celebrate the Savior's birth, but you also live with kind of the harsh reality that there's an empty chair at the dining room table, and there are memories and remembrances in every moment. I know that to be true. But today, I want to offer you a couple of psalms that might encourage your heart if the struggle is strong in your life today. You know, it's not wrong to feel deeply. It's not wrong to feel grief. This is the way God has wired us. You see, the deeper the love, the deeper the loss. But here is a place to find peace and to live with the comfort of God's word, beginning in Psalm 3. Maybe my most favorite verse found in the third Psalm is verse 3 that says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head." You know, there are times I just have needed the Lord to lift my head. I just couldn't hold it up straight because of just the amount of grief or worry or anxiety. There might be days when it feels almost impossible to lift your head, friend. The heavy heart weighs a soul down and makes it really difficult to rise up. But the hope that you find in this psalm is that God is the one that can hold your head up. He is the one that can turn your countenance into joy and ultimately your heart toward hope. God's blessing isn't held back when you're hurting. It's available to you right from his word. As a matter of fact, in the 11th Psalm, it begins with this interesting statement and a question. It says, "In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain?" Well, David's declaring the truth that he knows about God and follows that with a question that implies his willingness to stay and endure. If you're anything like me and the many folks I know that struggle in this season, you might have thoughts that pass through your mind of running or escaping from these challenging days. And it seems as if we could just get away from it all, we could feel better. Maybe a vacation or a long weekend getaway might help for the moment, but real hope we find in this psalm is David's declaration about what he knows to be true about our God, that God is our refuge. If you're feeling the need to escape, run into his arms because he is waiting for you. And where you will find relief that you're seeking so desperately for will be in the presence of your Creator God. It won't be a physical place, but it'll be a deeply spiritual one that holds your heart steady, sets your mind at ease, and will indeed hold your head up. Friend, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. I love that picture. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Psalm 18:6. Sometimes we just need to be reminded that our God hears us. And he knows our heartache. He knows precisely what we need. And when you draw near to the heart of God and follow hard after his direction, he will comfort you in a way that is supernatural and unexplainable. It's that peace that passes understanding that Paul talks about. So go ahead and tell him, reach out in prayer, a cry, a desperate plea. The beauty is God always hears us. And even more fascinating, he always answers us. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.